actually people that are pushing back against, this was sometime in 2015, pushing back against like the, he had like kind of a feminist outlook. And I was like, wow, this guy actually seems like he gets it. And I started getting, seeing like people in the gaming space pushing back a bit on what seemed to be an overwhelming tide of like Gamergate stuff. So what was that like to be a gaming streamer back when Gamergate was going on? Because that's without a doubt political.
Yeah, I actually came after that. My first like political topic that we kind of broached was actually the Gillette ad. When that occurred, and the discussion around toxic masculinity, which is very similar to the Gamergate situation.
Yeah.
And absolutely was hugely polarizing at the time because I was still very much a video game streamer at that point. I actually lost a moderator because he was a MGTOW. So,
I didn't hear.
MGTOW, it's men go their own way.
Basically, a guy who's such an incel, he's given up.
Yeah. So, and we didn't.